Brighter Days. Brighter Days is a great example of a song that happened so organically. I met Bipolar Sunshine, who sings on this song, at Coachella, and we really wanted to make music together, and a week later, we were cooking music in the kitchen of my Airbnb, like literally in the kitchen. Laptop on the kitchen table, speakers on the side. It was really funny. We recorded everything in the kitchen. First, I played him this little loop I made, like boom, 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 boom. What is it? Something like that, yeah. So yeah, I played him that and he really liked that. And he started writing melodies and words to it right away. I am very specific about lyrics. Some producers start off with lyrics, you know, that they get sent to them from other like writers or publishers. And then they build this song around the lyrics. But for me, it doesn't really work like that. I want to do the music first. I want to get a vibe with the music, a feeling with the music first, and then write about the feeling that the music gives me. Which is, there's no right or wrong, it's just a different approach. But that's my way of feeling really connected to the music. Otherwise, I just can't do it. But luckily, Bipolar and I were on the same page from the start. I think we wrote and recorded the song in 2 days. And even though I worked on the drop for weeks and weeks and weeks, the writing of the song itself felt very organic. To me, Brighter Days is about reminiscing, thinking about an old love, and wondering if that person does the same thing too from time to time. It's not a very sad song. I feel it's more like an optimistic song, knowing that even though you might be sad about some things in your life right now, brighter days will come.